Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He needs one. He might be the third string guy in Carolina. No, that's rough. Feel for you there, Baker.
You do?
Well, sure. I mean, who wants to see anybody not do well? Win tickets to see the Cavaliers take on the Pacers. It's December 16th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. You can text the word. Do it right now. Suit, S-U-I-T, suit, S-U-I-T, to 20357. By the end of the hour, you'll get registered to win. Text and data rates may apply. Complete rules available at www.923thefan.com. Suit, S-U-I-T, to 20357.
Go get it. Get after that.
James sends me this email.
Yeah.
Deshaun threw more one hoppers than a Guardians infield practice. James, that's pretty good.
Jeff, that has to be a mechanical thing, right? This is totally correctable.
Sure, sure.
And I just think he needs time and rhythm. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in practice compared to what happened in the game.
You would think something that basic wouldn't have happened, Andy. Hey, I'm throwing the ball into the dirt six times or whatever it was.
Yeah, even despite the fact that, you know, he's had 2 years off, I just think it's the thought of going up against live action that there's something going on with his release point. And how about the goofy, like, the forward pass that bounced off the ground that could have been called a touchdown that came back if they wanted to call it a fumble, but his arm was clearly going forward.
Yeah.
But it was a bizarre play. And you're like, wow, what is he trying to get rid of the ball? Was he trying to ground the ball? Was it intentional? Like, there were a lot of things going on. I just think mentally – The speed of the game is something he hasn't just seen in 2 years. And like he said after the game, he's paying now for all 700 days off.
He said he feels every one of them.
Yeah. And so
I thought that was honest.
That was real honest. Like, I'm not going to freak out. I think that's a mechanical issue that can be fixed. And within a week or two or whatever, he just needs the live reps.
Can I say something that, and I'll go ahead and say the counter to it is, yeah, but he did. The counter to what I'm going to say is, yeah, but he did.
Okay.
If Deshaun didn't have that issue with throwing the ball into the dirt, because when did he do that? And I didn't even
count. Five or six times? Probably.
Okay. He threw 10 incomplete passes. If he completes, let's say he did it six times, he completes five of those.
And he had one batted.
Because the guys were open. All of a sudden, he's 17 of 22 for probably about 200 yards.
I'll buy that.
And as you said, it happens so frequently, it's clearly a mechanical thing, and hopefully they get it fixed. Look, if he plays like that the rest of the way here and starts next season playing like that, well, what a disaster.
Agree.
So let's just be completely honest about the whole thing. He was rustier than I thought. He didn't play well. Luckily, the rest of the team picked him up. And if he plays like that the rest of this season and into next season, well, this is a disaster. I don't expect that to be the case. In fact, I think he'll be playing well within a week or two.
I'll buy that.
Not typical Deshaun, because he's got farther to go than I thought he did. But
especially for a guy that, you know, we talked about this. This is like our inherent issue when we talk about sports between me and you, is that it's part of the process. Like, I'm just understanding this is a part of the process, and I think you would see it that way too, right? That this is part of the process for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
I do think there's a philosophical issue going on here, because I know my first question after the game was, and again, probably not worth it because I don't know that there's anywhere to go with it, but it's, I wonder what Jacoby would have looked like today. I'm just, that's just me just questioning things and trying to figure out, I wonder if they would have had two more touchdowns. And would that have made a difference? No. Then I started thinking, man, it would have been nice if special teams and defense would have done this earlier in the season and had a game like that, I don't know, against the Chargers or against maybe Atlanta. The Jets or Atlanta. Yeah, like what Pittsburgh was able to do yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, they stepped up and they had his back yesterday, and that was great. But, man, it would have been nice if just one of those elements would have been able to step up earlier in the season. And I don't think we'd be 5-7. We might be, 6-6.
Yesterday on the post-game show, we had a guy call, and he started screaming that Jacoby should be the starter and blah, blah, blah. Go behind the curtain here. We were in a need to get to break because we needed to make sure we could get Deshaun Watson's press conference on the air.
Sure.
And I cut his call short.
Okay.
And said, look, that's not happening. We all understand what's going on here. Your quarterback is Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
And I thought of this today. And I think we all need to look at this, and you might not want to look at it this way, but I think this is the only way we really can look at it. All credit to Jacoby Brissett. He played competent quarterback when he was starting for the Browns for 11 games. You could say he was even closer to good than he was to competent.
I think he was good. I'll give you good.
Okay. Yeah. So he was good. And on this team, with this defense and these special teams, good got you a 4-7 record. What this team, what most every team needs, is great quarterback play. And I don't think Jacoby will ever give you great quarterback play. Deshaun Watson might. And that's why he's your starting quarterback.
I get it. The question is, are you living for this season or are you living for the big picture?
I'm living for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
With Deshaun Watson under contract. And I don't think you can live for this year, Andy, when your guy comes in with a record of 4-7 on his slate to start. I mean, I don't care who the quarterback is. How unlikely is it that this team makes the playoffs now at 5-7? It's unlikely. And
there is a little destiny controlling there, though.
Well, some,
knowing what the schedule kind of looks like and understanding that if you beat your three teams that you play twice a year, that you have a chance.
But not likely, right?
No, and you're an NFL team, and teams that are supposed to win some weeks don't. And, it could all get flipped around in a second. You never know what's going on. One injury, one bad play, one bad call from a referee can change the whole world.
Yep.
So
I just think this team needs better than good quarterback play.
Do you know what the NFL considers us right now?
The guys in the orange helmets?
On the bubble. We are on the bubble, yeah. Sitting at 11.
How many other people are on the bubble?
The Patriots are the number one team on the bubble, followed by the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Browns. And then the Steelers are after us, the Colts, Jags, Broncos.
So, in other words, almost everybody in the AFC, it seems.
Well, Houston was eliminated.
Yes. So. Larry's in Cleveland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys. Okay, so I'm glad that the Browns won, and we found a way to win, man. This team we got. And, man, I think that's why I'm glad I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, because it gives them reminders, man. Just the new cardiac kids. They have found a way to win no matter what. And,
Larry, they're 5-7.
Yeah, I mean, cardiac lose, cardiac win? This is nothing like Brian Sipe days. Now,
no,
for week one, they were the cardiac kids.
You got to look at the difference. Everybody getting their rhythm together. It's a timing process, and then they find a way to win. The defense, man, they click on like offense, and then offense fire defense up both ways, man. This is how the ball game goes. And congratulations, you're good, Bill, for winning the title, the state title, too, man.
There you go, Tarver.
Yeah.
First
way to go,
one
Ted.
For Coach Ginn. Larry, thank you. They're 5-7.
But they're the cardiac kids.
I'm just saying. They're cardiac kids. Hey, let's give it away to the Jets.
I got to be honest. Their rhythm right now was like me at Heights Homecoming in the mid-80s. Like, I would all of a sudden be dancing, and then all of a sudden everybody else knew how to get in lines and dance, and then there was me and my, like, work boots on. And I'm like, I'm going to go stand in the corner over here. See you guys later. Man, it is fun watching you guys dance. I have no rhythm. That's exactly it. They're the Baskins right now.
Tucker's in Akron. Hi, Tucker.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Tuck.
You are.
Let's talk about Deshaun's inaccuracy. This did not look like somebody who's been practicing and doing great in practice and, oh, what a great athlete. This is somebody that couldn't hit a player from 10 yards away. The ball went into the ground. It wasn't just about mechanics. This man had no head presence about him. It'd be different if he at least hit their leg or their head or the tips of their hands. He couldn't even come close enough to fit my car in between the receiver and the ball. What happened to this man yesterday? That's not $230 million.
Okay.
All right. That, to me, again...
Thank you, Tucker.
Yeah, he hasn't seen live action in 2 years. Let's not kid ourselves. Practice is not a game. Working out with a high school or college kids at some undisclosed place is not the same as playing in a game. And if you have a hiccup in your giddy up, it's going to come out big time in a game. So I can't sit here and say, I know what happened. I think we all did. The guy hasn't played in 2 years. And now all of a sudden, it's not, we'll just play two-hand touch when I come back in. And by the way, you've been practicing, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks in preseason?
You've sat out since August.
If you think that's the Deshaun Watson we've got for the next 4 years, I think you're mistaken. You've got to let the guy play one game. And if you think we got ripped off in the deal or you think that this wasn't worth it after one game.
Ripped off. I love that.
Right? If you think that after one game, I really think you need to. That's overreaction theater.
What's more likely here? That this guy continues to throw passes into the dirt, or he completes what he's done in his career, which is 68% of his passes. And in his last season, when he was on a bad Texans team at 4-12 and sacked 49 times, second most in the NFL.
Almost 5,000 yards.
Completes 70% of his passes.
Almost 5,000 yards.
The man is not historically an inaccurate passer. So you can judge the previous 54 games that he's played or won yesterday when he was bad. 216-578-0092. And if you want to jump to that conclusion, shame on you. Maybe he's bad. Maybe he's lost it. But you can't tell that from one game, folks. Scott Petrak is going to join us at 11 o'clock. Kevin Stefanski is speaking today in the noon hour, we think. Noon hour. You'll hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan. Therapy intro, and we heard Baker say, you guys are my therapist. He might need one after this. Dan?
So this is Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. Sources, the Panthers are expected to release quarterback Baker Mayfield. He'll hit waivers when it's finalized later today. Panthers to release Baker Mayfield.
Okay, guess what? I wouldn't be the least bit surprised, and it would be a smart move, if Baker's agent called the Panthers and said, could you please release my guy? Please?
Wow.
Please? Why? Ugh. Jimmy Garoppolo just got hurt in San Francisco.
Yeah.
That could work. Matthew Stafford's out for the year in Los Angeles. That could work. Lamar Jackson just got an ankle injury. I'd rather have Tyler Huntley if I'm the Ravens. But there are teams that need quarterbacks. If I'm Houston.
Have we heard anything on Lamar's status?
I'm bringing him in.
Nothing yet. I'll let you know.
There are better spots for Baker, if you're Baker, than Carolina right now. Sam Darnold, P.J. Walker, Baker's third string.
Man, if I'm him, I'm hoping I'm going to San Francisco.
You're darn right you are.
That's where you want to go.
If anything, you'd be the backup. And Brock Purdy looked okay. Well, he did not look like a mess.
You'd be the backup for now.
Oh, yeah, if I were him, I'd want to go to San Francisco. To be a backup.
I wouldn't rule out starting in San Francisco.
They're 8-4, man.
Yeah, I know. They're right.
They've won five straight.
But you've won five straight with Jimmy Garoppolo.
I know.
Brock Purdy got it done yesterday. Is he going to get it done the next game?
Why would you want to shut down a third of the field, though? I mean, that's the thing with Baker. You bring Baker and you shut down a third of the field.
Explain. Why?
Because the way, if you look at throw charts of Baker Mayfield, he throws to the outside and he doesn't throw over the middle unless it's in the intermediate part of the defense.
Okay.
You can't see. So you are shutting down a third of the field where Kyle Shanahan wants to attack and where this offense wants to attack.
Do you think Kyle would pick him?
He's an inch shorter than Brock Purdy.
And if I'm Kyle, I'm not picking him up if I think the way you do.
Exactly.
So that's the end of it. So that's just it. If Kyle thinks he can change him or do things that you're talking about, then he will go get him. You know, I mean, I trusted him when he was here. I wish we could have. It's another story for another day.
Keep all that in mind, folks.
Wow. Just think about his career.
Well, but Andy, honestly, this is not an indictment of Baker. I would bet $10 that his agent called Carolina and said, please release my guy. Please. He's got to establish some market value, man. His contract's up. He's third string in Carolina, and they're not very good. If I'm his agent, I am begging them to release me.
Unless there was a conversation.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
It'd be interesting to see if there was a conversation that said, get me out of here.
If he could end up in San Francisco and play well, then he reestablishes his value. They have Trey Lance. Who knows what happens with Garoppolo, but that would be a way to do it. Taryn is in Atlanta on a Browns Therapy Monday. What's up, Taryn?
Hey, Taryn.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I got a couple points here. First is, you know, I think we're a lot of people are upset of the way Deshaun Watson played, obviously the rough, and let's not overreact here. Let's remember week one, Jacoby Brissett didn't necessarily have such a stellar, you know, debut either. And everybody was kind of freaking out and like, oh, okay, maybe, you know, so like, let's just calm down. That's the first thing. Also, Kevin Stefanski, I think also had a very weird play calling game. Like for example, like I remember like 15 seconds in the half, like he calls two timeouts just to give the ball to Kareem Hunt. So I didn't really understand that play calling, and it was just really a lot of running, you know. So I get it, play safe, but that was kind of weird. That's the first point. My second point is, I think we also realize the importance of David Njoku not being available, because obviously Amari Cooper and DPJ are the one and two guys receiver-wise, but can we, for the love of me, just stop with this Anthony Schwartz experiment, because it's just not working. Like, I just don't get it.
Yeah, the catch was nice. The fumble wasn't. You know what, Terry?
Did you read the story about him this week from Mary Kay?
Yeah.
The mental health story about what's going on with him?
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, I get it. And I'm glad that he opened up, and obviously we should respect that. But at the same time, like you're in the NFL, you're getting paid to do this. And like, you know, it's just, there's been opportunities for him. It's not like lack of opportunities. Like, let's remember the first 2 weeks, he had a lot of, you know, balls thrown at him. It just hasn't really developed. I mean, the whole preseason was to kind of showcase his speed. It just hasn't really developed. He's only had that one, you know, touchdown last week. It's just, I don't know, man. I just think we need to really give Michael Woods an opportunity. I know he's inactive
yesterday.
But like, why not give Michael Woods more of an opportunity? I mean, just Schwartz is not working.
I can't wait, Taryn, to see who the number two receiver is next year, who they bring in. Or the number three. There will be somebody else, and that's okay.
I want to see. I mean, I know Bell got hurt yesterday. Again, now I want to see Bell with Watson.
Well, maybe it is Bell.
I'm still high on him. Well,
Andy,
I know they haven't used him.
Maybe it is him.
I had heard that Demetric Felton and Watson had some pretty good rhythm in practice the last couple weeks too. They threw it to him once yesterday, and I was like, I wonder if something's going on here. I wonder if there could be chemistry. Because I mean, how many times have we heard about that where a backup quarterback or a guy who's rehabbing finds this like that whoopee feeling? You know, we talk about something that's so comfortable that you know you can throw the ball to that guy and he's going to be there for you. Like Jarvis Landry to me was the ultimate in that situation. You're laughing at me, but I'm telling you,
no,
that's
I'm
what
not
it is.
Laughing at you.
Why did you have a different name for your whoopee?
No, I was going to say it, then I thought, no, that would just be stupid.
Go ahead, say it. We're good at stupid on the show.
No, I was.
We kill it. At
I was
going
to say, you know, you're my whoopee, or I'm your.
Oh
whoopee,
yeah, that's
I
okay.
I thought, no, that'd be a really stupid thing. Yeah, to
it's
say.
Not stupid. Awkward. It's just very like.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm really glad we have these COVID protectors between us.
I know I am.
Yeah. Yes.
Dominic is in Rochester. Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
Hi, guys. I want to thank you guys. This therapy the last couple of weeks is working a lot better for me.
That we're much cheaper, too, and we haven't asked for an insurance card.
Not once.
All right, listen. Our quarterback stunk yesterday, okay? But you know something? What, did it go in the win column or did it go in the loss column?
I believe it was a win.
It went in the win column, okay? I mean, for nothing else, you guys already said it. How do you gauge 2 years off? I mean, who's had 2 years off in the past? Okay. Now, you know, if this is what we're going to get, then we're in trouble. But for your earlier callers that are saying, you know, like this guy's not the guy, you better find another team because this guy is it. And for nothing else, Jacoby probably could have won yesterday's game. Right, guys?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, if the defense and special teams played like that,
sure.
You could have, Dominic.
But he's not our quarterback. End of story. He's
Dominic, is your last name Phelps?
And for nothing else, I almost thought, by the way, the thing that bothered me the most yesterday was him getting two or three balls batted down over the middle. I've seen enough of that the last 4 or 5 years, so I hope that that's not a problem. But I almost thought, and I appreciate your thoughts, that he almost threw some of those balls in the dirt so as not to be intercepted because he just knew that that was going to be a bad situation for him to be taking chances throwing into, you know, fairly tight coverage. The guy can't be that bad or he wouldn't even ever been a quarterback in high school for crying out loud.
That's an interesting thought.
I don't think there were too many Dominic, I could see maybe he did do that once or twice. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
But I don't think he had as many balls batted down at the line as maybe you.
Well, there right.
We can go back and look at that. But
there
I just
was two or three.
Again, or it's three. I think people really need to understand that practice speed and non-game activity is nowhere near the same as game activity.
I couldn't agree with you more. So. And I'm a fan, and I'm a fan of the football. I told you for 70 years, who the hell has ever had 2 years off?
Agree. You know, that's a good point. Good point.
You know, I mean, one guy, the guy that played for the Cowboys and
Roger Staubach.
Roger Staubach. Okay. All right. Fine. So Roger Staubach.
He was busy with something called Vietnam.
Yeah, he'd probably be a Hall of Famer too, right?
Yes, he is.
Oh, for
he
sure.
Yep. Yeah. And he's, by the way, like the wealthiest NFL player of all time.
Really?
Became a commercial business tycoon.
What about tycoon?
Yeah, I know. Glad you caught that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, he opened a commercial real estate business, and it's huge. And he is so loaded, it's unbelievable. I actually did a game. I worked a game with Roger Staubach.
You did?
Yeah.
Ding!
Yeah.
That's a double ding.
You want me to tell you about it
later?
Yeah,
that's a Hall of Famer.
We don't have time now. I'll tell you
about
it.
Tell me later. I want to hear the story.
Yeah, I did. It was in Pittsburgh.
What?
Steelers against the Bears.
You were...
Oh, I didn't call it.
Oh, you were working like a microphone or something?
I was the spotter for Frank Gleiber and Roger Staubach.
Ding!
Wow.
I was in college.
Okay, go to break. I want to hear the story.
It's a great story. Yeah. I'll share it. I know you really want to hear it.
No, I do want to hear
it. Scott Petrak coming up from the Chronicle Telegram. His thoughts coming up next on Baskin and Phelps. Anxious to have Scott with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.